on Gay Future.
My four identical siblings were each born with one sense. We spent our times with linked arms so we could act as one functioning person.
What happened to them?
They fell down a hill.
Deb, you should have told him I'm the lost son. Now it's gonna take longer to get the army and lead that rebellion we talked about.
We just gotta find the resistance leader. He'll help us.
I only took that rebel leader position because the last one got mixed up in some offshore investments.
Mr. Fizz, teach him how to use the voice.
Chill out!
You're a quick learner, kid. I think you got the balls, Mikey. If only you had the balls to tell Deb how you feel.
My name is Chad, Mr. President. I saw everything.
You help me find him, and you can join me on my little throne up here.
Yeah, surprise. Sabranthi and I had a night last night.
Get this, I'm gay as fuck. Have been since utero.
Well, isn't it obvious? Your little flock done got a wolf in sheep's clothing. Or should I say a child in Sabranthony's clothing.
I'm so sorry, Tristan. I never meant for it to be like this.
We should just make our own resistance.
We don't need them. We could do this ourselves. Let's murder the president.
Chapter 4, The Gay Rebellion. As Mikey, Deb, and Tristan walked through the Uma Thurman foothills, they found themselves lost, listless, and a bit dehydrated.
Tristan, what is that song? You've been humming it for the past 30 miles.
Oh, it's just this little song me and my siblings used to sing when we were kids. We had a band and everything.
What? I thought your siblings were all deaf except for you.
Yeah, that's why they sang backup.
Guys, we've been walking for what, like a week now? And we haven't found a single person to join our rebellion? Also, when is the last time we drank water?
You're right. I can't believe I'm saying this, but maybe we should just take a few days off from the whole overthrow the government thing. Maybe try to be stupid teenagers for once.
Guys, did anyone hear that?
Quick, find something to defend yourself.
Okay, I got this twig.
I'll throw these rocks.
I have this full water bottle.
Tristan, what the fuck? We could have drank that.
Well, then how would I defend myself?
Everyone, stay close. Whatever they are, they could attack us from any one of these hills.
Hills?
Run, Tristan, run, and don't look back.
Take your siblings. You're the only one that can hear us. Protect them.
Moms?
Tristan! Tristan! Tristan, use your ears! Where are they coming from?
Wait a sec. I know this place. This is the hill. Gee! Gee!
Suddenly, Tristan was dogpiled by four hairless, wet humanoids. They were pale, emaciated looking, with razor-sharp teeth and spindly tongues that licked at his face.
Get off of him! I have a fucking twig!
Mikey, relax. These are my siblings. Missy, Bert, Chauncey, and look, even Muhammad is here.
Oh, no. These things are your siblings?
Yeah. Bert must have picked up our scent a while back. How do they look?
Oh, 100% human.
We used to play in these hills all the time. You know, before they fell down one and I lost them forever.
These things are capable of games?
Less games and more like we would link our arms and legs together and become a fully functioning human. Wanna see?
Dear God, no!
Wait, this means we're not far from Lesbian Vale, where I grew up.
Lesbian Vale? Oh my god, you grew up there?
What is that, just like a town of lesbians?
Just a town? It is the up-and-coming nightlife capital. I'm talking music in the streets, fog machines in the face. I'm talking waking up under a bridge for the 8th night in a row, gripping the steering wheel of a cop car.
What? No, it was just a quaint little farming village. Oh my god, we're just in time for Harvest Festival. Oh, remember Missy?
My friend Tess said it's changed a lot. She had so much fun there before they ID'd her body in a storm drain. Crazy, Tess.
A whole town of lesbians. Hey, you know what? Maybe we should convince them to join the rebellion, right?
Oh my god, yes! Lesbians love it when men tell them what to do.
Especially now that I can use this.
Come on, gals!
Actually, can you not do that?
Yeah, sorry, my bad.
Here, we can ride on my siblings' backs. Everyone pick one, except for Chauncey, because he has scoliosis.
Aw.
Welcome to the future, bitches.
Thank you, all my closest friends, for joining me in my throne room for my 30th birthday brunch. The big 3-0, yep, over the hump. If you find me in a ditch later, leave me there. I'd also like to announce that I'm officially off the market thanks to this young man sitting pretty right beside me. Chad, introduce yourself.
Hey, everyone. I'm a Chad. Chad Boofman.
He's a Boofman.
Right. You guys may know my dad's huge philanthropists, probably better than I do, because it's like, ring, ring, you there, dads? Nope, they changed their number again. Oh, let me try writing them a letter. Nope, return to sender.
Chad actually just led a mission that brought down the Lost City of Straits. Ain't he cute?
Mr. President, Dirk Winkle here from US Gay to Gay.
Dirk, I know who you are.
Readers are asking about this Lost Son character. Sources say there was a botched attempt to apprehend him on Mount Gay last week. What say you?
Oh, everything's just Georgia Peachy. We have Leather Daddy scanning the ground for him as we speak.
Well, what about this prophecy? Apparently he's supposed to lead a rebellion and kill you. I mean, is this the end of Clay Aiken?
Well, I'm more surprised there hasn't been an end to print journalism. Besides, I think your readers would be more interested in a, I don't know, royal wedding. That's right, Chad here proposed to me last night.
Wait, no I didn't.
No, I strictly remember you asking me to marry you and I was like, okay, sure, you crazy little goose.
You literally locked me in a room.
Heart. I locked him in my heart forever because the wedding is next week. In fact, everyone please move to the parlor room for my impromptu bachelor party. Hope you all brought your gifts.
Mr. President, can we talk?
Of course, if you can raise your voice over those wedding bells in the distance.
I'm honored, truly. But I don't know if I'm ready for marriage. I'm only 18.
Oh, come on. Isn't this what you want? Isn't this what your fathers would want?
I mean, maybe. I can't even remember the last time I've talked to them.
Oh, I talked to them just last week at the fundraiser orgy. And you know what they said about you?
That I am good at oboe? That my French is improving? That I can wear flare pants?
Nothing. They said nothing about you, but think what they'd say if their son was the first husband of the gay agenda.
Wow. First husband. Chad Boofman.
Rolls off the tongue, don't it? Like a little tic-tac that slipped away from the rest.
I understand that analogy, but I made a promise to someone else. We were gonna open a bed and breakfast.
First you proposed to me, and now you're stringing me along.
No, I just need time to think.
You'll have plenty of time to think while you put together the guest list for our wedding. Meanwhile, I'll be tracking down the slippery devil that you failed to bring me. Now, who wants some penis glasses from Spencer's Gifts?
He's right, Chad. It's time for you to be someone. First names on the guest list? Cliff and Sebastian Boofman.
All right, lesbian male, you bitches ready for 72 more hours of the same song?
Wow, Lesbian Bell sounds really different. Right, guys?
Was there all this concrete and graffiti when you lived here?
No, this all used to be a charming little market where everything closed at 5:30.
Yeah, now it's a girl DJing over there while eating her croissant. Hey, where's Deb?
Oh my Christing fuck! This girl with pink pigtails rollerbladed over to me and was like, eat this dust from my fanny pack, and now my jaw won't stop doing this.
Deb, are you high? We have a mission!
You know what? I am done with missions. D-U- and gathering intel, hacking mainframes, staging coups all while disguised as a shower curtain. My only mission now is to have fun. F-O-N-E.
Deb, that cannot be good for your jaw.
Halt. Wristbands, please.
Wristbands? For what?
The Harvest Festival. Look around, man.
I can't. Where's the pumpkin carving station? Or the scarecrow contest? Or the gazebo? My siblings and I used to debut a folk song there every year.
Folk music? You mean the shit birds listen to? Nah, we got rid of that boring stuff a while back. Now wristbands or leave.
Here you go! Three wristbands!
Deb, where did you find those?
That unconscious lady's mouth. Here you go, you big lady!
Yeah, wait, how tall are you? What, like 6'4", 6'5"?
8'10". You should see the other gals. I'm the runt.
Wow, that sounds like some capital male ladies. Wow. And speaking of capitals, you guys ever think of, I don't know, overthrowing one?
Like fighting? God, I would give anything to go back to my fighting days. All we do now is work these festivals that Kitty throws.
Kitty? Is that your boss?
She runs this town, all from that jazz club right over there. She's performing now if you want to see her. No pets inside, though.
What? No. These are my siblings. They're human.
Hon, I'm here to tell you those are not humans and never will be.
Tristan, maybe just stay outside with them while we handle this, okay?
No problem. I'll just wait right here. With Chauncey, Missy, no guys, come on.
Oh my God, do you think she has that name because she's gonna pistol whip you in the face?
Deb, just drink your water.
Help me, I'm drowning.
Thank you, everyone. Remember, Kitty Pistol Whip merch is available for purchase at the bar, including my signature IBB itty bitty beret. Next up, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Dykes.
Oh God, she's walking over.
Okay, listen, here's the plan.
Whoa, are you not high anymore?
This must be a small window of lucidity. So listen, you gotta speak her language, be cool, tough, don't back down. Oh, and one more thing.
Got it, you're high again. All right, Mikey, cool, confident. You got this.
Looks like we got two new cats in Kitty's litter. You tell me what you're doing in my town or else I'll take this gun and whip you in the face with it.
The name's Mikey. This here's Deb.
Can she see me?
What's wrong with her?
Oh, her? She's high as balls, but that don't bother me, because I'm a high baller, and I got a deal for you, Kitty.
I like the way you speak, boy. Got music on your lips. Keep spitting.
I want your lady guards. They're strong, sturdy, got legs like birch trees. I need an army if I'm gonna defeat the gay agenda.
Careful now. What makes you think I'm not on Clay's side?
Let me guess. Daddies roll in here every month. Wrangle a few gals for Clay's birthing labs. Tell me, Kit Kat, if I can call you that.
You can't.
How many of your citizens have you seen turned into nothing but baby spitting birth sacks?
I've lost count.
Exactamundo, mamacita. So what'll it be?
I want the girl.
Deal. Wait, what?
Great. The girl and I will go on a little jaunt around town for a few days while you train them in the sparring pits. Right, Deb?
Oi, mister. You meet Dad.
Wait, Deb, are you lucid right now? Do you know what's happening?
Who knows? Relax. I'm having fun. I'll see you later. Bye, little duck man.
And there she goes again.
Oh, Tristan, whoa. Have you been standing there the whole time?
Oh, Muhammad broke in and slithered through the air ducts, just waiting for him to fall through the ceiling. So, how'd it go?
Well, I got the army, but I only have a week to train them all by myself. God, Deb helps me with everything.
Oh my God, you should let me and my siblings help. We used to do this thing where we joined arms and legs and turned into a huge hulking.
No, holy shit, no. Actually, maybe you should just take up army morale. Yeah, just stay off to the side and don't let them bite anyone. Now, I am gonna go train a bunch of genetically superior women to spar with me. If I had a nickel.
Muhammad, I told you, just because it's a small greased up hole doesn't mean you should crawl through it. Wait a sec. Muhammad, you're right. Army morale position. It's the perfect chance to reunite our folk group. Eek! Eek! Guys, looks like the old band's getting back together.
A week later, back at the jazz joint, Tristan corralled his siblings as they brainstormed a new song to unleash on the troops.
Guys, I figured it out. The lesbians don't want folk. They want EDM pop with a female chirpy vocal. We have to adjust the new normal with something like, "Your love is a little box," or "My eyeballs squeal when I look in your face," or "Bring it down, Big Daddy Zax." Chauncey, stop gnawing on Misty's ankle again. Stop. Wait, where are you going? Come back! Damn it. Who'd have thought that while I was growing up without them, they were becoming violent hill beasts without me? Man, I would give anything to go back.
Tristan's mind drifted back 5 years ago, when the world seemed brighter, simpler, less overtly gay.
Driving out west with my crew, driving through the dark, feeling so goo. Feeling goo, feeling so down goo. How we feeling? The answer's goo.
Moms, did you both like it?
We loved it, honey.
Yeah, those kids can really belt a tune.
Wow. I wish I could see everyone.
And us. We're so proud of you guys. Everyone bring it in. Family hug.
Look at our big, happy family. Literally nothing could pull us apart.
Oh no, he's back!
Kids, how about you go off and play in the hills? Don't come back until sundown.
Well, okay. Missy, I guess you lead since you're the only one who can see. Wow, I sometimes wonder what a hill even looks like. I bet it looks like a large, flat octagon. But wait, I've never seen an octagon either. Wow, the world is a vast and mysterious tapestry. Wait, fuck, damn it! I forgot my sunscreen back in town. You guys stay right here and don't move.
Tristan ran back to the town square, but as he approached, he heard an unfamiliar voice.
Yes, we're here for your yearly crop. Please hand over all your daughters of a childbearing age.
We don't have any children. It's just me and my loving wife.
Oh, really? Because for the last 10 years, you two are the only gals in this village that can't seem to produce a baby. Now, either our Aiken Tech pregnancy serum is faulty, or we got a couple of dried up barren lesbos. Ain't that sad, Daddis?
We didn't even vote for you.
Honey,
no one did. I'm tired of seeing you coming to our town, turning our daughters into birth mothers.
Daddis, cuff them and take them to the war camps.
Mommies, wait, where are they taking you?
Tristan!
What's this? Why, it's a thin little homo. I think we have a word for that, don't we? What's that word again?
It's twink, sir.
Ah, that's the one. He'd make a fine addition to our academy. Grab him.
Run, Tristan, run, and don't look back.
Take your siblings. You're the only one that can hear us. Protect them.
Daddies, take the boy. Kill the moms.
Mommies, no!
Tristan ran and ran. Ran and ran and ran and ran and ran. Never looking back because he couldn't see. But when he got back to the hill, there were no siblings to be found.
Chauncey? Muhammad? Eek! Eek!
Zap him!
Nice shot, Daddy. Nice. 354.
Hey, man, you ever think what we do is super fucked up?
I like to think we live in a moral gray area with shades that are ever changing.
Yeah! Now let's put this bagged kid in the trunk of our van and do donuts in the parking lot.
Yeah!
Wow, crazy that I suppressed that memory for so long. Because that song was so good. Guys, I have an idea.
Back at Gay Palace, Chad drifted around the throne room, rubbing elbows with the creme de la creme of gay metropolis.
Yeah, I'm the bride.
That is, until he ran into a couple of familiar faces.
Oh my god, dads, you made it!
Honey, don't look now, but there's a small sweaty waiter calling us dads.
Oh god, not again. Look, waiter, we're not interested, but if you could please charge my phone behind the bar, that'd be tray helpful.
No, guys, it's me, it's your son!
Son? Oh my god, Cliff, it's our son, it's Ken. Ken? That's it. Hi, Ken!
It's Chad.
Chad, of course. Little Chad with his little head and body attached to it, hands and all.
I'm sure I look pretty different since you shipped me off to Gay Academy. Bet you have tons of questions.
Oh, tons of questions. Like, honey, help me out.
Who let you on the guest list?
This is my engagement party. I made the guest list.
Sebastian, look, it's Mark Skidderman.
Oh my god, I haven't seen him since his lap band surgery.
Ooh, let's go over there and play with his jowls.
Wait, I'm getting married to get this. Clay Aiken. Yeah, I know. Pretty impressive.
Yo, that's neat. You need us to transfer money or something?
Sebastian, look who Mark is talking to.
Glenn Glenderson. God, remember his piece at the Archer last week?
Oh, you put a dildo in a cage. How revolutionary.
Ahem.
Oh, hello there. Sebastian and Cliff Boofman.
No, nice to meet you.
No, guys, it's still me.
Oh, Ken. Sorry. So, what do you do?
Are you guys listening? I'm about to be one of the most powerful men in the entire country. Isn't that even a little impressive to you?
Hey, bud, we are so impressed. Almost as impressed as
Timothy Croonsby riding in on a white stallion.
Again? Another body, another horse shitting in the middle of the dance floor ride?
Anyways, so sorry, but we simply have to go pet that horse.
Wait, Dad?
It was nice meeting you.
How's my blution bride?
Oh, God. I actually might head upstairs to bed early.
Ooh, nope. Turns out a spy of mine spotted our little Mikey down near Lesbian Vale. So I need you to stay down here and entertain all your new friends. TTFN!
I miss my old friends.
This thing on? All right, ladies, tonight we dine in hell. I mean, tomorrow. We dine in hell tomorrow.
What?
I don't know. It sounded really cool in my head. Anyways, I just want to thank Kitty for letting us use her jazz cafe for this rebellion rally. And I just want to say a few words that this week of training has gone so well. Even though we had a couple snafus, you know, a couple broken bones, broken egos, when you all called me a piss baby for all 7 days.
That's right, you little piss baby.
Yeah, that is good. That is good stuff. Anyways.
Put Kitty on.
Will do. Kitty, why don't you get up here? Give your ladies a few words.
Doobie doobie doo, rebellion. I dedicate that one to my new gal, Deborino.
New gal?
Woo! Go Kitty!
Now watch out, because tomorrow we dine in hell.
Wow, thanks Kitty for stealing my line. And now for a Salute the Troops pop number from Lesbian Vale's own Sense 5!
How we feeling tonight, Lesbian Vale? I said, how y'all feeling tonight?
Honestly, I'm pretty tired.
The answer is goo.
What?
Walk into the club with my crew. Dance, dance all night, feeling so goo. We're feeling goo, feeling so darn goo. How we feeling? The answer is goo.
Missy, I know you can read my lips. Now why aren't you singing backup? Chauncey, stop clawing at the speaker.
What are those things? They're horrifying.
We feeling goo?
No, we're scared now.
Guys, pull it together.
All right, everyone, please exit the jazz club in an orderly fashion. We have it all under control. Tristan, what the Christing fuck?
We practiced all day. I know we're a little rough around the edges, but give us another chance. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we'll be leading a rebellion. How about you and your siblings just take care of, rations?
Like pack mules?
Just like pack mules. Now, excuse me while I go put out a fire.
Chauncey, Missy, Bert, Muhammad, come on, guys. Looks like Sense 5 isn't getting the reunion it deserves.
Back at Gay Palace, President Clayken stood on his balcony and addressed his army of daddies below.
My daddies! The lost son marches towards our gates. We'll intercept them at the foothills. Tomorrow, we dine in hell!
As Mikey marched forward with his army of 300 lesbians through the Uma Thurman foothills, he was distracted by the flirtations of Kitty and Deb.
Hey, Kitty, do that thing where you, like, scat a little, but with my name in it.
You mean, like, skilly-dooby-deb?
Oh my god, stop it, you're so stupid.
Wow, seems like a good time for a water break, right? Tristan, your time to shine.
Water! Water! My siblings will be coming around with jugs, just don't put your hand too close to their mouths.
Hey, Deb, can we talk for a sec?
Yeah, what's up?
Are you, like, actually into her? What is going on with you?
What? I'm just having fun.
Your eyes are bloodshot.
I know. Isn't it cool? Probably because I didn't sleep last night or like 6 other nights before. It's like you go to a club and then, oh look, another club. And then you're ready to go home and there's another club. And now the sun is rising, so now it's time for brunch. Except brunch is also a club.
Just leave the club. Seriously, this isn't you?
How do you know this is me? I don't even know who I am. I miss the entire part of childhood where you learn who you are, so what gives you the right?
Because I love you!
What?
Yeah, wow. I love you. That's what I wanted to tell you on the mountain, and I...
I don't know if it's, the best time.
Yeah.
right
of
now,
course.
the rebellion.
Oh no, it's like crazy
kind of
timing.
Figuring things out.
Yeah.
For myself. Maybe let's table this.
Okay, like for later. Yeah, like after the war, we can
maybe like a while from now.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god,
Mikey, look!
Well, hello there, Mikey. What a beautiful day to run into each other.
Far in the distance, the horizon was blanketed with a long strand of leather and chain. Clay Aiken's army stood tall and resolute, laser guns cocked, and Cox, laser hair removed.
Here's the deal, lesbians. Turn the boy over, and me and my army here will spare your lives. You have 60 seconds. Tick-tock!
Let's get through this, baby!
Oh, my God. Kitty, come on. Tell them to stand down.
Hey, guys, stand down. The kid's doing his best. Sorry, Mikey, I tried.
Mikey, just use the voice.
Oh, duh.
Hey, ladies!
Listen up! Look, I spent the entire week trying to be some little cuck bitch who doesn't speak his mind. But I just told a girl I loved her, and it felt kind of good. Even if she didn't exactly say it back to me in the moment, and I will continue to think about it as we fight in this war. And maybe I actually fucked it up. I fucked everything up. But you know what? At least I said something. And that's personal closure. And maybe she'll come around. So listen as I say, y'all are some butch ass Subaru Outback driving motherfuckers. And no one, not even a bunch of leathered up, stubbly homos, is gonna stand in your way.
Wow, this kid doesn't give a fuck. I kinda like him now.
I'm still on the fence.
Okay, now we're gonna go out there with our swords and our brass knuckles and our iron-studded fanny packs, and we're gonna rip off their beautiful, hairless dicks! 'Cause y'all are some crazy cunts!
That's too far.
Right, Charge, bitches!
And so they fought. The lesbians ripped out the throats of the daddies with their bare hands. As daddies fought with their deadly whips and fetish gear, Mikey screamed the gaze into the sides of the hills as Deb leapt through the air, cracking their necks with aplomb. However, the lesbians started to dwindle in numbers.
You're right, Chauncey. Sounds like we're totally losing. Here, who wants to split this last ration with me?
Psst! Tristan! Down here!
Oh my God, Muhammad, you can speak?
No, it's me. It's Chad. I'm over here in disguise as this pile of compost.
Oh, hey, Chad. Too late if you want to stab us in the back again, because it looks like we're already about to die.
No, I'm here to tell you that I'm sorry. Remember that night when you asked me what love felt like and I couldn't answer? Well, I know now. It feels like this, right here.
Neck deep in a bunch of apple cores?
No! I mean opening a bed and breakfast together, you in a little apron, me tending the garden in the back.
Filling every shower ledge with tiny shampoo bottles.
I should have never gone back to the metropolis. I spent my whole life trying to be a rich, masked douchebag to impress my fathers, but I never tried to impress myself.
Whoa. Yeah, it's like we grow up inheriting the trauma from the same parents who are incapable of teaching us how to fix it. Whoa.
That's really wise.
Yeah, my sister Missy used to tell me that before the Hill situation. Now she's just over there gnawing on a deer ribcage with the rest of the brothers.
Those are your siblings?
I know. They look feral, diseased, incapable of five-part harmony.
No. They look beautiful. Like you. You guys are like a big happy family. I wish I had that.
Really? God, we used to have so much fun together. We did this thing where we'd link arms and legs and become like a golem monster with all five senses.
That sounds awesome.
It was so cool. Too bad things will never go back to the way they were.
Hey, maybe they will. And you'll get to be an incredibly large golem monster again. And maybe we'll get to open that bed and breakfast. But first, we gotta stop living our lives on the sidelines.
You know what? You're right. Chauncey, Misty, Bert, Muhammad, fuck the sidelines. This is our chance to get back at the man that broke this family up. Let's do this. For mommies, let's put on one last show. Sense 5, assemble!
Somehow, Tristan linked arms and legs with his siblings, together forming a monstrous, towering golem as he charged into the daddy fray. Each of the five senses working in their most heightened form. Missy shot lasers out of her eyes. Chauncey's hyper-taste tongue sliced through their necks like a whip. Muhammad's super touch knocked them off their feet with a simple flick, while Bert's enhanced nose conjured massive gusts of wind that tore off their limbs. And at the center, with ears working like a finely tuned radar.
This is family!
Was Tristan.
Tristan, look at you! You're in golem form!
Ah!
I guess this means you're off ration duty.
Oh my God, we might actually win this.
Not likely. Hey, Mikey. Incoming.
Ah! Kitty, you just pistol whipped Mikey unconscious!
That's right, and guess what? Skiddly Dooby Deb is about to be Skiddly Dooby Deb.
Across the battleground, Tristan's golem form began to lose momentum.
There are too many of them! Missy, the lasers are fading from your eyes! Chauncey, your tongue! It's going limp!
As the daddies enveloped Tristan and his siblings, a pair of brass knuckles landed a blow to Tristan's head, knocking him into a daze.
Where am I?
You're with us, Tristan.
Yes, honey. It's okay. It's all gonna be okay.
Mommies? Chauncey, Bert, Missy, Muhammad. I couldn't protect them.
You did the best you could. We're so proud of you, honey.
I miss you guys so much. So much it hurts sometimes.
Listen, Tristan, the whole Vale is here to watch you sing.
Chauncey, Missy, Bert, Muhammad, look! We're stars.
As he basked in the glow of his fans, Tristan and his siblings were slowly pulled down into the onslaught of daddies, limbs and leather enveloping them, until it all went dark. On the war-torn battlefield of the Uma Thurman foothills, dotted with corpses of lesbian warriors and daddies alike, Kitty Pistol Whip approached President Clay Aiken, dragging the unconscious body of Mikey.
We had a deal. Time to piddly pay up.
Of course. The war camps are now yours, Kitty. No idea why you'd want that dirty old place, though.
Isn't it obvious? Ever since my tiny hat business has been taken off, production has been backed up. Soon the work camps will be pumping fedoras by the truckload.
Then we're square.
Oh, one more thing. I found this spy hiding in a pile of old coffee grounds. He yours?
Chad, what are you doing here? I can't see you before the big day.
I was, keeping lookout for your army.
Oh, were you? Or were you being a little runaway bride, gown billowing in the wind as those cold feet ran back to your ex-lover's arms?
No, Clay!
Oh, Clay, will you ever find your missing piece? Nope. Take him to the work camp, Skitty, along with any other survivors out there. Daddies, bring the Mikey boy to the airship.
You know what, Clay? You're never going to find your missing piece. Because the only thing that's missing is your entire heart. Also, what is up with your voice? It's not a speech impediment. It's not an accent. It's not even a regional dialect. It makes no sense. Has anyone ever told you this? Have you ever even had a friend?
Once. A long, long time ago, but he turned out to just be my competitor.
Bye!
The winner of American Idol 2003 is Ruben Studdard!
Hey, this is Connor.
Hey, it's Christina.
Hey, it's Ben.
Guys, what an episode.
Wow. Wasn't that nuts?
Wasn't that crazy?
That was cool.
That was
I didn't see that coming.
Me neither.
I just want to give a shout out to Ben for designing that whole part.
Stop. Yeah.
Man, I'm obsessed
with Ben.
Shut
wait,
guys.
Wait, Connor, can we talk over here for a sec?
Yeah, we. Okay, Ben, don't look.
Okay, Ben.
I'll just go over here.
Okay, I'm obsessed with Ben. And guess what? I'm almost obsessed with him enough as much as the other thing I'm obsessed with.
Is it
what?
Listeners?
It's our guys.
Oh my god, Ben, you were supposed to hear that.
Oh god,
wait, no, I was just over in the corner thinking about our listeners.
Oh my god,
we were talking about
the listeners.
Talk about it.
Okay. I just want to say thanks,
thank you.
Listeners.
Thank you, guys.
That meant a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also want to say, like, if you liked it, and as much as we like you, maybe leave us a review. Maybe throw a couple stars at us on iTunes.
Yeah, tell your friends about us.
Yeah, subscribe even. Oh, my God. Wow. You can also follow us on Soch. Ben, wait, what Did you forget
the social?
Connor.
Listen.
Wait, can you jog my name?
I need to talk to Christina real quick.
Okay, yeah. I'm actually going to be right over here. Okay.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Christina.
What's up?
I'm seriously worried about Connor. I feel like he has dementia.
I'm also...
Because we have said so many times...
We've said so many times.
The handle is...
At Gay Future Pod. I was over in the corner, and I was like, oh my God. I was trying to think, and I was like, oh my God, it's at Gay Future Pod.
This is a miracle.
This is a miracle.
Well, no, because I was just thinking, because you were saying how you love the listeners, and I was like, okay, the thing I love the most about our listeners is how they interact with us.
And if the listeners want to interact with us, like, they gotta know. Send us a message.
Send us a message. Leave a comment.
We'll talk back, because, I don't know, we're like scarily obsessed with you.
We're weird.
And if you like us, actually, Ben, can you come over here in the corner with me?
Yeah. Hey, Christina, would you mind just...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a thing to do.
That would be great if you would just go ahead.
Hey, yes. Ben, I feel like there's this thing where Christina does where she forgets that every episode's released every other Thursday.
Yeah. No, I've been noticing
that. It's getting weird.
It is weird. Because we've been saying it, right?
She's just like, sometimes she's just like, it's every Sunday.
Right.
So. Guys, hi.
Hi.
I remembered when all the episodes come out.
When?
Every Thursday.
You did
It's every other
Thursday. Bye, guys. See you next time.
Original music and sound by Lapidus Audio. Visit lapidusaudio.com for more.